Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Goodbye Poor, Hello Rich show with me, Des Hamilton, the guy in the chair, literally just parked his bum down there in the kitchen, and the guy that managed to turn £200 into well over £100,000 in under 2 years. Now we've quit our jobs, me and my wife, and we're kicking on and we're running this game full time. Thank you to our sponsors, Selleram SaaS. Continue to support the show. They're the best online sourcing analysis software for your Amazon selling journey. Get yourself into a shop, find a clearance section, scan it with the Selleram SaaS app, and what that will do is it will give you all of the details as to what that product does on Amazon. So you can pick it off the shelf, say for a fiver, if you're lucky, and the data will tell you you can sell this for 15 quid, and away you go, and you take the risk and the guesswork out of putting products into Amazon. There is a discount in the show notes. You get 14 days free. I'll give you another 50% off your first month, effectively giving you 6 weeks for free. Check that out. Now, this is the second part of the Chris Stewart Show. The first part was insanely well received. And how could it not be, right? Chris is a guy that persevered on TikTok Shop for 8 freaking months. Think that through. 8 months. Made about 200 quid in 8 months. What other side hustle would you do that you could only make £200 in 8 months? But what he did see was the potential. And every single week he was told in Zoom calls, trust the process, trust the process, trust the process. And we start talking about mindset, manifestation, doubling down when things got rough. And then it happened. One post took him 15 minutes to make. Now at 15 million views and, in his own words, a fuck ton of money. He has then kicked on and made consistent incomes on this. Just yesterday, I spoke to him. He did a full day on the site. He went out for lunch, had another business meeting, went back to the site, then came home, spent a couple of hours with his kid and his wife, then went live for over 3 hours. Now imagine sitting down and watching a Lord of the Rings film. Now imagine standing up in front of a screen and talking at it for that amount of time. That's the dedication, that's the perseverance, that's the resilience that someone like Chris has got. The guy is a freaking inspiration. And on top of all of that, he's a lovely, lovely guy. And it's my pleasure to know him. I've had a hell of a week myself, a hell of a week. And February 2025, write this down, February 2025 is gearing up to be the most important month of my entire life. Truly. And the irony is, I've said that about 4 times since I started this e-commerce thing. But the opportunities just get bigger. You climb a mountain and in the distance is a bigger mountain. And you think, I want a bit of that. It's ridiculous. This week, just this week, I have got 2 weeks left to the Des Hamilton Roadshow, where I have got an awful lot of prep and planning to do. 15 special guests, all sorts of production that I want to put on. Videographers, tech. I want to run a podcast the day before. I want to run a live podcast in the show. It's a hell of a lot of work. Then I'm about to launch what would possibly be the biggest business of my life. If you know, you know. If you don't, we're in soft launch phase, which means you're not meant to know, and then you'll find out later. But there is all hands to the deck on that. We've already pushed back our launch date by a week because, simply put, we haven't got enough time. And then yesterday I had this meeting that I cannot say more about other than I want to take podcasts, this podcast, to new levels, to new heights. And yesterday was a meeting that blew my mind about what could be achieved in this space. That's all I'm going to say for that. Just a little teaser for you. So I've got 3 massive things going on at the moment. And on top of that, today is my boy's birthday. I've got to do a school run later that will take me about an hour and a half. I want to get him back here so we can actually celebrate his birthday a little bit because I've not seen him for a few days because he's with his mum. We've then got 4 kids. On Friday, one of them is off school because their half term starts early. And then next week, it is half term. So I've got all of this to juggle while managing 4 kids with Claire. Hard core. So if you don't hear from me, if there's no TikToks from me or Instagrams for a little while, please go easy. Please. Look, Speaking of our graft, speaking of plate spinning, speaking of the mental challenges that you have when you're running a side hustle, let's just get straight into the Chris interview, shall we? Roll them!
True, though. It is true.
Yeah.
Totally true.
Chris Carr, perfect example. Chris, if you're listening, I know I love you. Couldn't even voice note me before we started this. Couldn't even voice note me. Mm. Had to text. Now, he's doing lives. What?
It's
lives.
That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. And that's, again, it's just by the fact that you start posting on TikTok. I mean, unfortunately, I had to delete my first TikTok account. I wish I still had it because it would be so cringeworthy, mate.
Really?
So cringeworthy. So me and my wife made a video years ago when we first got together. There was this guy on Crime Watch, okay? And I've got a friend of mine. He's got ginger hair, wears glasses. He's a lovely guy, James, his name is. He'll watch this because I will send this to him. One of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. But there was a guy on Crime Watch, looked exactly like him. So obviously I've had a few beers. I've gone to the TV, put the camera. If you see this guy, please ring the police and blah, blah, blah. You watch, I've still got the video on my Facebook page. That is exactly what my TikTok videos were like. Horrendous. Absolutely terrible lighting, terrible speech. Couldn't get the words out. Took me about 45 minutes to make each video. And then now, you know, I can make a video in 4 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Edited, done.
Maybe 5 minutes.
But
you know, like it just changes every persona about you. And talking back to Chris as well, you know, I've spoken to Chris personally as well, and I know that he said that he has noticed a massive difference in his life. There's so many people that we're involved in right now that are saying exactly the same thing.
Mm.
And I mean, one person on that Zoom call, I've done a one-to-one with somebody, he actually made me cry afterwards. And I would never sit in a podcast studio right now and say that on a camera, mate. Never.
No.
But that's the person I am now. I don't care that people see that things affect me. I come off there, I went in the lounge and I was devastated, but at the same time, ecstatic for the story that he told me.
Mm.
And that it was that one conversation after that one-to-one that completely changed my outlook on everything.
Yeah, I know.
Made me want to be a different person.
Yeah, yeah. What an inspiration that guy is, by the way.
Yeah.
My God. He DM'd me a little while. Same thing. I think I might message you.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
To say, yeah,
yeah,
it done me. Just done me. And I think there's no way I could take the credit for the things that guy has done.
Anyway. And doing now, mate.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we'll get him on. But, yeah, so let's go back then. You talk about channels being deleted. Hang on, channels? What am I talking about?
Pages.
Accounts, pages, yeah. You talk about that being deleted. What was all that for? I'm guessing violations, was it?
So the first account that I got, we bought followers on TikTok, and my followers must have been from random countries because apparently TikTok Shop can only go out to the UK.
Yes.
Well, it didn't. I went out to Spain, Africa, America, Germany. I think I had about 3% of the UK were watching me and went out analytics. I kind of persevered with it because I thought maybe I can change those analytics. Yeah. You know, I'm that sort of person. Like, let's just keep going.
Yeah.
Let's not give up. Let's go for it and see if we can change that.
They want some lion's mane mushroom.
Let's change that computer that's not a real person, you know? You're never going to change. So I did that for like 4 months. And when I was like, yeah, I've got to get a new account. So I opened another account, started posting on that. I didn't, did I buy followers? Yeah, I bought followers on that one, but I bought them from a UK following thing where you could get all UK followers.
Yeah.
Started posting, within about 3 weeks I was making sales. I was like, here we go, game on. I'm good, I'm mustard. 40,000 views, 35,000 views, 40,000 views, 4 videos back to back, between 30 and 40,000 views. Sweet ass. Woke up the next morning, okay, and dad's had a heart attack. Brilliant, okay. Obviously, I didn't think about my TikTok channel then.
No.
But I was thinking, oh, shit, you know, what are we going to do here?
Yeah.
Missus is at the hospital all the time. The family, obviously, my father-in-law is like the typical old school head of the family. Like, everyone gravitates towards him. Absolute legend of a man. So everyone's up in the hospital. They're all running around after him. And I was going around cutting their grass to try and help out. And I was working, running my own business.
Yeah.
I couldn't post for 3 weeks. Simple as that. I just didn't have the time. Two and a half year old son. So I was looking after him when my wife was in the hospital. And then when I finally went back 3 weeks later, what happened? TikTok basically said, well, you haven't posted for 3 weeks, mate. So why are we going to put any views your way? 50 views, 49 views, 32 views. Just went on within 30 to 50 views for 3 weeks. I was posting 3 a day. Thought I'd try and kick the algorithm in. Nothing, absolutely nothing. And that was the phone call. That was the Zoom call I had with Jack. Can you stick around? Can you and Jake and a couple of the team members stick around at the end? Because I just wanted to say thanks to them, basically. I was going to tell them that I was going to bugger off. And then that was when they basically said, no, please carry on and stick with it and open up this account because there's a new way you can get 1,000 followers now. And then that was that.
Wow. Bloody hell. So with that in mind, though.
So it's all the father-in-law's fault, by the way.
Yeah, that's it.
But it's also kind of responsible for him that I got that video that's got 17.
That's 15, true as well.
15, 17, God, I'm with you. 15.7 million views.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, if it wasn't for him having a heart attack, I can't say I'm grateful for him to have a heart attack, but obviously he did have it and I stopped posting on that other page and then he's got that one. So
it's one of those, isn't it? When you say fate, whatever it is, everything happens for a reason, universe, law of attraction and all that business, it's all about sticking the course. Because the fact is, you were going through all of that, right? You had all of that personal stuff. You had all of those challenges with TikTok. You had all of these mental blocks of other people doing well and it wasn't working for you. You still went out of your way to build a live studio throughout all of that.
Yeah.
So there was a part of you, mate, whether you knew it or not, that was going to kick on.
Oh, yeah. I kind of knew. That's always why I do things like that, because it stops me from giving up.
Yeah.
So I've always been the sort of person that, you know, even like something stupid like, oh, I'm going to start fishing. If I go fishing, I've got to buy like $3,000 worth of fishing stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then I can't give up.
Yeah, right.
If I play golf, I start. So this is not for today, and unless you want to go down that road. But I had a really bad health scare in 2019. I used to work 7 days a week, like 14, 15 hours a day, like constantly. I'd start work at 7 o'clock in the morning, I'd fish at like 11 o'clock at night. I had a massive health scare, came out of hospital and realised, hang on, Chris, you're not 18 anymore. You need to slow yourself down a bit. So I started playing golf.
Right.
One of the most stressful fucking sports there is. I thought I'd go out on the golf course, get some nice fresh air, walk around a nice field, play some balls or whatever they call it at the time. Have a lovely time. The most stressful thing I've ever done in my life is golf. You can hit the weldiest shot, then hit the worst shot 2 seconds later. You think you're Tiger Woods in 1 minute, and then you think you're, I was like, whatever the next minute. I was gonna be really rude there. But...
Oh, no. I can see your brain.
I've still got to be diplomatic in it, aren't I? But I went out. I literally played golf once, borrowed a set of golf clubs. The next day I went to a golf shop, and I bought about 1,500 quid worth of golf clubs.
Wow.
I had a custom fit. I thought, yeah, this is it. I'm going to be the best golfer ever. I'm going to have lessons and everything. Spent loads of money. I played golf for 4 years. I gave up last 3 months ago.
You got paid since?
Nah. But you know why I gave up.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I haven't given up golf because I don't like it. No. I've given up golf because I don't have time for it. It costs a lot of money to play golf.
So
I will go back to that eventually when I can quit my 9-to-5 and concentrate on doing other things, avenues that we're looking at. I can go back to playing golf.
Going back, mate, the health care is important because I don't know if I talk about mine really, but that was, again, going back to the therapy, it was the health scare, it turns out, which was the massive turning point in my life.
Mm.
So, for whatever reason, it was mum's a stomach thing. But I've come out of that, and looking back, it was that was the point that put me, no, that's not the life you're living anymore.
Yeah.
Go and do the things you should be doing. And I think it matters, mate, doesn't it? In 2019, mate, not that long ago.
It was a big one as well. And then obviously I had my son as well.
Yeah.
We tried for 5 years for a little boy or little girl. You know, 5 years, we'd given up. We had dinner a week beforehand, and we found out we're pregnant, and we spoke to everyone saying, we're going to live a life of luxury. We're going to go on holidays. We're going to go to the Maldives. I was buzzing. Absolutely buzzing. Me and my missus, we were like, yeah, we'll go on 3 holidays a year. We'll have a nice house. We won't spend any money. Won't spend nearly £1 million or whatever it is to bring a kid up until they're 18 anymore or whatever it is. But, and then the week later, I was like, well, shit, oh, baby, you need to come home. So I need to talk to you. I've got to run home. I'm thinking the dog's dead or something, you know. And I got home and she tells me she's pregnant. Happy, but thinking, I'm going to go to Wombley for at least 10 years.
There's that life just disappeared.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
This is it, mate. And it, I remember when I first met Claire, I had 2 kids with my previous wife. So that I had a full double life at that point. So when I had the kids, I was the dad, I was this, that. And then when I didn't have the kids, me and Claire were living the childless life, mate. Well, you know what this feels like.
Mm.
Pub lunches. We could stay in the pub on a Saturday and go, should we just stay here for the rest of the day?
Mm.
Can't do that anymore.
I can't believe you didn't mention Sunday. Sunday drinking is the best.
Oh, mate, Sunday drinking is the best.
Always at the pub on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, we roasted the dinner. Yeah, Sunday. Can keep on.
He is cheating.
Oh. But, mate, that was it. And I'd had my two kids and they were young at the time. So I just thought to myself, this is my lot. And then me and my wife separated. And I thought, you know what? I can get back on this. And then I met Claire.
Mm.
And we thought, right, this is it. And then, yeah, two kids later, I'm not going out again. I'm not doing Sunday drinking, mate, for another good 16 years.
Yeah, so the resignation is there, isn't it? I said to a minute ago, I've got two boys that are well over 20 now, you know? So you think you've got your life back. And then you kind of lose your life. But actually, if I'm totally honest, I've gained much more of a life getting a little boy at 42 than I ever had.
Yeah, of course.
You know, I was way too young to have a child when I was in my 20s.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, my boys have watched this. I'm not ashamed to admit it that I was way too young to have a kid when I was their age. Because you're far too immature. You don't know what life is all about. You haven't experienced life. You haven't made all the mistakes. So the fact that I had a cruise when I did, it's just completely changed me as a human being, mate, honestly, and so much for the better.
Yeah, I believe it, mate. I completely agree. I love it all. I'd have the Von Trapp family if I could, you know what I mean? Isn't it? As long as they could all sing, that's what matters. Right, let's talk now about what it is you've got in the pipeline. Because one of the things that you and I have always connected with, and one of the things that we've always promoted is the mental health of this thing.
Mm.
Especially with side hustles, whether that's TikTok or whatever, nothing is said about the fact that this is a lonely road. And you don't talk, we've talked about it, you can't talk to your friends and family about it. Because for me, Amazon, no one made money on Amazon. It was the place you bought stuff from. TikTok was the place you did sloppy dances during COVID. That was it. No one gets it. And what we're really good at, I think, in our community especially, is looking out for people's mental health and giving them a community virtually that they haven't got in real life. But it's more to you than that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, mate. I know I mentioned, obviously, my health scare. My health scare gave me massive health anxiety. Humongous. Like, never struggled with anxiety in my entire life. Ever. And I always thought it was a bit weird.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to lie. Oh, what do you mean you're anxious? Sort yourself out, you know? Make yourself feel better. Go out and like speak to your mates or whatever. Like, go and have a laugh.
Yeah.
Until you deal with anxiety, you don't know what it is. And I suffer massively, mate. Like, ask my wife, she'll tell me a lot. She worried massively for me. And she suffers with it as well, to a certain extent. And TikTok, going through TikTok and everything, I had anxiety. When I had my son, because my health anxiety was so bad for myself, I got rid of my health anxiety. It became his health anxiety.
Yeah.
My anxiety literally switched overnight to him. Every time he had a cough, a cold, a sneeze, I was in his bedroom laying on the floor, listening to his breathing, everything. So mental health is now really, really important to me. And I work in the construction industry, and that is one of the worst places for suicide.
Really?
I think it is number one. I could be wrong, but I think it is number one. The worst profession in the UK right now for suicides is construction. And I can understand it. Like, I'm quite a mentally stable person when it comes to work.
Yeah.
But out of work, maybe not so much at the moment. But work-wise, I am a mentally stable person. The way I get through my day, if I'm struggling, is I act like a five-year-old. I'll make stupid singing dances and whatever, just act like a prat on site. People hate me on site, right? I'm one of the oldest people on site. I act like I'm the youngest. I'll turn the radio up full blast, I'll put classic FM on, and I'll start singing classical music because I know it pisses everybody else off. That's how I get through my day, if I'm struggling mentally at home or whatever, if Cruz is ill or whatever. So I can deal with mine. I've never ever felt in my life that I get to the point where I need help other than my health anxiety. I did go and see a therapist. It was really important for me. So if anybody is watching this, if you do feel like you're struggling, always go and see somebody. That's very important.
I can't.
But work-wise, the construction industry is a very male-orientated, dominated place.
Mm.
Nobody talked about anything.
Mm.
Nobody talks about anything. I try and talk to people on site and they're like, oh, yeah, I've got to go to the toilet, you know? So since I've met you, never been interested in podcasts. I'm not going to lie. Never listened to one. Apart from the Peter Pratt's podcast. Sorry for man dropping them on a podcast. It is one funny podcast.
Edit that.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I've never really watched or listened to podcasts. But when I met you and I've obviously listened to quite a few of yours, I thought to myself, hang on, I must be able to do something here. So I want to go forward and do. Initially, it was a construction podcast, but I think maybe I'm limiting myself for what I can do.
Mm.
So I think initially I'm going to start with a construction-based podcast, but I want to open it out to mental health in the workplace.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of a bit out of order for me, really, just to concentrate on one industry, because there's obviously loads and loads of industries out there. So For me, my progression in life now is to open or set up a podcast. And I want to get, I've got some friends that I know won't probably come on it, but could really do with it.
Yeah.
I actually nearly lost a friend of mine to suicide about 2 months ago, just before Christmas. I don't know whether I should mention this, actually. I won't go any further on that one, just in case he does watch this. But, you know, when I found that out, he's in kind of the construction industry as well. It was like very important to me for that reason. And then that was when I was initially starting to think about it.
Yeah.
And then when that happened, I was like, right, I've got to do it now. And then that's when I messaged you. Des, I want to do this. Can you help me out? I'd like really appreciate your help. I know you were like the G, G-O-G, whatever they call it. I just want to just try and make... Obviously, there's got to be something in it for me because I can't do it all for free.
No.
But I want to make a point in my life now where I want to just try and make a bit of difference because I needed support when I was younger. I needed support a few years ago with my mental health. And yes, my missus was supportive, but nobody else was.
Mm.
And I think unless you have got a missus, which a lot of people haven't, there's no one really to turn to. Yeah, unless you've got a very supportive wife or a girlfriend or a really close-knit family. And today people don't have close-knit families. All those years where everyone went around the dinner table at Christmas and that, they've all started to fade away now, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it's really important. If I can get someone on a Zoom call or in a studio like this, if I can ever get to this point, and pour their heart out and someone else watching it, it's about someone else.
It is.
You know, it's about that one person that might watch it and go, oh my God, that is me.
Yeah.
Why don't I talk to that person? Why don't I ring that telephone number? You know, like we've got loads of bridges where I live and they've all got massive signs up now because they have been used very heavily, unfortunately.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And that is what is a killer.
Yeah.
Not for that reason, but mentally it's horrible to drive past and see those things.
Absolutely.
You know, and you think to yourself, why is nobody helping those people? Because they must have cried out at some point. People don't go through that stage of their life and not ask for help. They might not ask for it intentionally,
no,
but they'll always give the signs out. And if you don't reach those, if you don't see those signs, that's when that happens. So
yeah.
If you could just make a difference in someone's life, then, I mean, we live in a pretty horrible world, don't we?
We do, mate. And so, I say COVID changed it. It did. It didn't. We were always going down this path. You're right. Community, family, they're not the same as they were 30 years ago. And then lockdown happened. And then everyone realised what they missed and everyone came together. All of a sudden, you were out in the street clapping the workers. You were out and your neighbour mattered.
We went back to the 1960s.
We did, mate. We did. And it was lovely, right? And then we came out of lockdown and instantly we talked to hate each other again.
Yeah.
And you're meant to be jealous of someone who's got more than you. And you're meant to laugh at someone who's got less than you. And it's just not right. And it's driving everybody apart.
Yeah. And it just comes down to that one thing, doesn't it? We all came in the same, we all go away the same.
Exactly right, mate.
You know, it doesn't matter how much money you got, how much money you were born with, how much money you dealt with. Everybody's a human being.
Exactly right. You go anywhere where there's no money, whether that's a tribe or a community, somewhere in the Far East, the Middle East, somewhere down in South America, all that matters to them are other people.
Yeah.
All that matters to them. And it should be the only thing.
Yep.
As a species. Anyway, that's a different conversation.
Deep.
Yeah, man, that's how we do it.
That went deep quick, didn't it?
This is it. But I think there's definitely value in that. Even when I was in my corporate job, there wasn't enough on mental health awareness. And there was a lot. The public sector corporate job, mate, they banged on about it all the time. It still wasn't enough. Because you're not going to draw anyone out of their shell to talk about it. And that's fine, because the ones that do talk about it, they help the ones that will listen.
Yeah. And they don't, the ones that do talk about it are the ones that don't need the help as well.
Yeah, right.
Because they're quite happy to go and talk to somebody.
Yeah.
It's the people that just sit there in silence and they work away all day and you don't really say a lot. They might have a little chat with you at lunch break or whatever, but they're the ones that are probably actually suffering the most and they just don't talk about it and they're the worrying ones, you know?
Yeah. Because they think their problems are unique to them.
Yeah.
They need to know they're not. Everyone feels like
that. Yeah. Every, I don't care how much money you've got, where you live, what estate you live on, whether you live in a council estate or you live on a private estate, there's got gates on every single house. Everybody in the entire world suffers with mental health.
Yeah.
I don't care whether you say you don't.
Yeah.
At some point in your life, you have dealt with mental health. And if you haven't yet, good luck to you, because you're going to at some point.
Yeah. Or you have, and you're just blind to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
Mate, I love it. I love it. And I think this is the important thing, and this is what I love about this show. You can start off with a side hustle. You can start off with an idea, whether that's TikTok, whether it's Amazon FBA. where you start is a million miles away from where you end up.
Mm.
I started as an Amazon seller and a content creator. Now, I'm going to be owning a TikTok agency, you know, the best freaking one in the country as well.
Yeah.
That was never, ever, ever. And a podcaster, neither of those things were on the way I do things.
Yeah.
But when you do grow as a person, you figure out the things you like doing and the things where you can offer value. And if, yeah, mate, go do it, defo, because you'd be brilliant at it.
I think so. It's quite important to mention that. Going back on what you've just said there, you know, you gain so much more in life because you meet so many different people.
Yeah.
I've got some amazing friends, mate, like amazing friends. Mate, friends that are probably the only reason that I'm here today. They know who they are as well. And they are absolutely unbelievable, right? But they have got their own lives. They've got different businesses. They've got different interests. They go to work 9 to 5. They're happy to do their jobs.
Yeah.
I think if you want to set yourself apart from different people and do different avenues of work, so not just one income, like go and work 9 to 5, you have to surround yourself with people. I've always been told you have to surround yourself with successful people to become a successful person.
Yeah.
I never believed that. Never. I just thought, no, you sort it out yourself. But if you carry on with the same circle of colleagues, so I think friends are friends, right?
Yeah.
Let's put that to bed. But obviously you can have idiots that you grow up with when you're younger, but they're idiots and you get rid of them. But you do need to surround yourself with people that are where you want to be or where you see yourself going to in the business world as well.
Yeah.
So like, obviously, again, I've done it earlier on. I'm not going to blow your trumpet. You and Luke, certainly Jack. You know, I kind of look up to you guys as you've achieved something because you've worked bloody hard for it to do it for yourself, not because you've been handed anything. So kind of like, it's really important to make sure that you are surrounded by the people that you want to be.
Yeah.
You've got to filter out all the rubbish and just surround yourself with those people that A, can help you, because everybody needs help in life.
Right.
Very obvious that you can get places on your own, but you always need those other people in life to help you.
Anyone that says they've done it on their own is full of shit.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. I mean, I've done everything I've done in my decorating wise, but decorating it. If you piss, you can paint. Yeah.
Right. For anyone that don't know, we better knock on the door telling us we're out of time. But this could have gone for hours.
Yeah, it could though. You could have had about eight or nine podcasts.
Oh, no, exactly right. Right, you are coming back because we're doing the big group one.
Yeah.
What's that, in about 3 weeks' time?
Yeah.
But.
Is that near?
No.
Oh.
Not yet, anyway.
Right.
I've got a book somewhere.
Right.
You know me. I haven't booked anything.
Yeah. That's been the 20th.
That's how I run. Yeah. But, mate, anything else you want to cover off before we go?
No, I just really. Out of everybody, I just want to say thanks to my missus, to be quite honest.
Yes.
As I say, I said it earlier on, I'll say it again, like, she is the most important person in my life. And if it wasn't for her, I would never have met you, would never have met Luke. I would have met Jack because I did that on my own accord. But she supported me so much and she's just amazing.
Yeah.
Mate, and I'll leave it there.
I'm going to say the same as well. Same for my wife. Not enough said about the supportive partners.
Yeah.
Because there are people out there that haven't got supportive partners. And I genuinely, without being patronising, I feel bad because it means everything, doesn't it?
It does, mate. It does.
It means everything. The fact that me and you can now go out and get sorted.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're selling on Amazon, you know how time-consuming manual sourcing can be. When you're going through newsletters or you're going onto a store manually on a Tuesday because Boots are selling things for a tenner, we get it, right? Hours spent scrolling through those. This is exactly why I do use Arbisource. Arbisource has got over 550 retailers on its site and it scans those in minutes. You can find profitable products instantly using the Vault feature, or you can scan a store or a category and it will return results in minutes. Or you can wait for the price drop feature where Arbisource will show you exactly which stores have just dropped the prices on massive products that you can then sell on Amazon. Or you can do Amazon to Amazon flips as well, before Keeper gets the data and before you need to have that PhD in reading the charts. It's genuinely saved me so much time and I continue to use it. In the show notes, you can try it for free, no obligation, for 7 days. And if you want to keep on using it, there's a discount code there that will give you 30% off your first month. Give it a go and see how much time you can save. All right, there we go. There we go. It's such a shame. I could have easily rattled on for another hour with Chris. And again, the feedback that we've got he's definitely somebody that I'll be having back in and talking to a hell of a lot on this journey. For someone to knock on the door and say, you've run out of time, and us both go, have we? That was something. That shows how easy that conversation was. And he's a good guy. And we did go out and have a few drinks after that. And if you're part of our school community, you would have seen the Friday club that we ran that night from the pub. I don't remember much of that. And then it was only 7 o'clock at that point, wasn't it? But I do want to tap into the key underpinning elements that drives Chris that I relate to myself. It's this mental ability. And everyone says mindset. I talked about it in the interview. Everyone says mindset. Oh, come with me. I do mindset. Oh, you want this mindset. It's all well and good saying you want a growth mindset and then reeling out what a growth mindset means. But unless you sit down and you talk about it to your community in one-to-ones amongst your peers every single day, you are going to be left behind because there is so much that's overwhelming. Look at all the things that I told you I've got going on this week. If it wasn't for my network, if it wasn't for my community, if it wasn't for this channel of therapy that I've got with you guys, oh man, it's brutal. I literally woke up this morning, first thing I said to Claire, I'm getting overwhelmed. We have got a hell of a lot to do. And this is where she and I work so well as a team together. And it's the same with Chris and his wife, Sam, and their little boy, Cruz, and his two grown-up kids. These guys understand what it takes for Chris to make this sacrifice to make a better life for them in the future. So this time they're giving away at the moment in not seeing Chris is an investment because it will come full circle. That guy is going to be a bang success, massive success. How could he not be? Look at the way that he's grown already in his own words in the last year. Look at the things that he's implemented. The guy who said he couldn't even do his own wedding speech. The guy that said he wanted to play golf and went out and bought the best golf clubs and tried to make his way and shortcut it. He is now the guy that understands incremental growth. He's the guy now that can understand what it means to stand up in front of a camera or a block or a microphone or whatever it is and talk at it for hours at a time. And the benefits that that skill can give you, because it also means he can build his personal brand. Because I don't care whether you're a dustman, an entrepreneur, a civil servant, a teacher, a barber, I don't care. You need a social profile. You do. You need social commerce and you need a social media channel. If you want to stand out from the crowd, it is the only free way for you to market yourself, put yourself out there as a person who's an expert in whatever field you're in, and then get cracking. Now, the other thing I will say as well is the benefits of this podcast. I know we're going sidetracking here, but Chris is dead right. Chris is dead right. He's got an interest in a certain field. And he knows the best way to convey that message is through a podcast. Because there are more and more podcasts coming on the scene, but there are very, very, very few that make it past 3 episodes, 90-odd percent. I know Chris can make this. I know he can. And it is a pleasure knowing the guy because he is going to be a big success. And the beautiful thing is, everyone in this world that meets Chris knows it too. That'll do for now. Next week, I love this one, we've got Ryan. Ryan is the Amazon FBA investor. He has got some beautiful stories about when he was doing retail and online arbitrage. Some of them included a flight to Scotland and a stolen crisp box. Yep, you heard me right. And then what he's done is that he's taken all of his money and he's put it into stocks and shares, and he is a good investor for beginners to learn from. I'll leave that be, right? Because this show's the Chris Show and we'll talk about Ryan a hell of a lot next week. By the way, yes, next Friday, the Des Hamilton Roadshow. We are going to be going live on my TikTok channel during elements of it, obviously not all of it. We are going to be filming the entire thing so it can be available after the event. And we're going to be running a live podcast. So keep peeled. Keep peeled. Keep your eyes peeled. That's better. And you can see if you are unable to make it, how you might be able to come along for the ride. All right. That'll do. Have a lovely week, everybody. See you on Tuesday. I've got to think of something to say then. In the meantime, I've got a hell of a lot of work to do. Leave me alone, will you? Take care. Ta-da.